I'm Tess Vigeland, host of Marketplace Money from APM. JP Morgan Chase went to Vegas, put it all on red, and lost $2 billion. Okay, not exactly, but close enough. You may have heard this week that the country's biggest bank reported at least $2 billion worth of trading losses from just the past 6 weeks. Traders made bets on risky derivatives and lost. Gee, does this sound familiar to anyone? Well, earlier in the week, the CFA Institute, that's Chartered Financial Analyst, announced a global campaign to, quote, improve the investing public's trust in the investment industry. Well, we spoke with its president, John Rogers, prior to the JP Morgan news, and I asked why he thought the public's trust had eroded.
Two things. First, stock market returns have been very volatile for the past 10 years, and we've had a rolling 10-year period when the Dow has basically returned nothing. And second, there's been a steady drumbeat of bad behavior hitting the press, starting with Madoff, going on from there, MF Global losing their clients' deposits and what have you. And so we have this steady downbeat of news coming out of financial institutions and financial players who are misbehaving. And those two things really keep people on the sidelines.
Yeah, because, you know, I think a lot of the American public looks back at the last, 10 plus years and, starting with Enron and WorldCom and all those scandals. And yet still, bank CEOs are being paid these huge salaries and bonuses. They seem to be rewarded for taking huge risks with our money. So I think a lot of people look at the system and wonder what has changed.
Well, and a lot has changed. The financial services sector lost over 200,000 jobs worldwide last year. So the pain is being felt. And to us, it's about the industry remaking itself fundamentally in the best interests of the clients. And that is what we have got to get people back on track with. And it requires trust in the investment profession and the investment professionals.
Then how are you going to get that trust back? What are some really concrete steps that you're going to take? Because, you can ask pretty much anybody to be a more ethical person, and there's no guarantee that they will.
Well, to us, imagine if the medical profession found itself in a crisis of confidence, if there were physicians out there who were quacks and practicing and acting unethically.
Well, they'd be pursued by prosecutors, which has not happened with financial industry.
Absolutely, they would. And also, other physicians, ethically practicing physicians, would call that out. And so we've just published something we call the CFA Institute Integrity List, 50 ways to restore trust. And one of them is to require training on ethical decision-making for each of our firms. Make sure that that's happening.
But I'm sorry, why do you need training to be an ethical person? Can't you just do what's right for your client?
It's a great question. The finance industry is inherently full of conflicts of interest. Of course, anytime an individual is asked to look after someone else's wealth, there is a temptation called agency conflict to step in front of the client. And so right out of the box in finance, there are conflicts of interest. And that's why our members have a code of ethics and standards of professional conduct. We make them attest to that every single year.
I guess for a lot of people, it's just hard for them to see how you are going to square this notion that you've been talking a lot in op-eds and in the talks that you're giving about stewardship, how you square that with the very basic need in this industry to make a profit.
Well, the best way for the long term to make a sustainable profit in financial services is to ask yourself three questions. First, how are my clients doing? Second, how's my firm doing? And only last, how am I doing? And if we keep those questions in the correct order, then financial institutions have the opportunity to make sustainable profits for the long run, not overnight.
I guess perhaps for a lot of people, the indication that things have changed will be if we go without a financial crisis for a longer period of time. Maybe 5 years would be good.
Isn't that true? Well, what we've learned is that some sort of financial crisis in some corner of the globe seems to occur just about every 7 years, almost biblical in nature. So it's not whether or not crises will occur, they will. It's whether our portfolios have been invested in a way that we can achieve our long-term objectives. And that's always a challenge, Tess.
John Rogers is president and CEO of the CFA Institute. That stands for Chartered Financial Analyst. Thank you so much for coming in.
Tess, great to be with you.